did you say?
I said on his feet or on his ankle.
Oh, okay. Let's see. What are some words that you might use to describe a real stingy person? Somebody that wouldn't spend any money. Well, would you...
Stingy or something like that.
Would you ever call him just one word? He's an old, like a miser or a skinflint or a tightwad.
Yeah, we have to be the tightest of skin or something like that.
If somebody was wearing real funny looking clothes, and you wanted to tell somebody else, that man, you know the man, what kind of looking man?
He's dressed funny.
Would you ever use any other words for that?
No, not personally.
If it was a woman that was wearing some real weird looking clothes, what would you say about her?
You say she had funny clothes on. Funny looking clothes or something like that.
What would you call it? When a woman's wearing her best clothes.
And she's dressed up nice.
What about if it was a man who was wearing his best clothes?
Same thing.
What would you call a person like your husband who's real old but who gets around real well?
Well, they say down and he looks like he could be.
You said he certainly, some word you might use, he certainly, what, for his age?
Healthy.
Would you ever say anything else in health? He's certainly sprucy or spry or chipper or fierce or something like that.
Yeah, he's sure to be as old as he is.
If somebody was real lazy and didn't want to do any work, you'd say she was what kind of a person?
You'd say lazy, no camp.
What would you call a bird that takes a hole in a tree that's still?
Take the wood.
What would you call a little bug that hops around in the grass, but isn't a cricket. If something, if you were trying to. If somebody or something, say, slipped on the ice or something, or if the car was going down the road and it skidded and went across the road, what would you say happened to it?
It had a wreck.
No, I mean, if it just